The couch is like waddling down the hall.
Dude, it's hilarious.
So today, I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, bringing that back.
That was your thing. I stole your thunder.
The thing is
thundering out.
The thing is that was my thing until you called me on it, and I've not done it again, and it has been your thing to mock me.
It was me trying to make it live again.
Yeah.
Hey, we're almost professionals today.
Yeah, well, okay, so we could be passing professionals if you looked in from the outside of the studio, but that's about all.
The reason I say that, for people who can't see us,
which is everyone,
is we're wearing headphones. That's really all it is.
So instead of Steven and I just talking to each other where we can hear each other, we now have headphones on where we can hear each other.
Right. I got a splitter and I got a second set of headphones, and now we have headphones so we can like hear our levels. We can hear the main and only reason that this is happening right now is because we have a special new thing we're going to begin, like a segment.
We haven't
named it officially.
No,
you called it the bargain bin.
I called it bargain bin.
I called it the B-roll.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the actual name is.
No, if you guys have better ideas after listening to this bit,
let us know.
Yeah. So Nerdversation started off
with
Steven and I talking about movies and shows, and then it kind of evolved into reviews, which was really fun, and then we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, we used to text each other while watching the same movie.
That was outrageous.
And we did a bunch of Mel Brooks movies, mostly.
So many. And we did some Monty Python.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
It was some of our best episodes.
Yeah, it was definitely some of our most ridiculous text conversations.
And then Netflix came out with their own thing that basically just replaced texting.
Yeah.
So,
but that's okay.
We were the original.
Yeah, obviously they stole it from us. I mean, when you scream patent pending into a microphone enough times,
you know it's legit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Dana, my wife, and I, what were we doing? We were doing something, and then we were like, what? We were trying to think of what movie we wanted to watch or something like that. And then we're like, what was that movie a while back that we found? And then we're like, oh, yeah, something about a pastor turning into a dinosaur. And we found it. It was called Velocipastor.
Amazing.
It's just B movie all the way about a pastor who turns into a velociraptor at night or something like that. It's really dumb, right?
That does not sound dumb at all. That sounds amazing.
Well, we looked up, and it's on Amazon, so we went to Amazon, and we watched the trailer. We were laughing our heads off on how dumb and cheesy it looked.
Right.
But we still want to see it. And then it said, for people who liked or watched this, here's some suggestions of other things that you can watch like it.
Equally as ridiculous.
And there was this huge list.
Oh, dude, B-movies are everywhere.
Terrible B-movies that were also awesome at the same time. And one of them was called
Killer Sofa.
Killer Sofa. I always want to say couch. Killer Sofa. And we watched the trailer of that, and Dana laughed, and she cried. It was just so
super emotional.
Just from the trailer, it was just so funny and so terrible. And Dana, she's actually, I think it was her that came up with the idea that we should start a segment on B-movies.
Absolutely.
Where we, like, watch a B-movie and then talk about it.
Well, and the thing is we've been watching B movies forever, and we've kind of
ignore them.
Almost reviewed them sometimes, but yeah, we've slacked. If we really want to pick up a loyal listener base, we
probably should do it.
B movies. How you do it?
So full circle. Why are we wearing headphones? That was the whole thing. Was so that we can. So here's how it's gonna work. We're gonna get a movie that we want to do a review of.
Or a couple of movies, and we'll just kind of throw darts at the wall which one we want to watch.
But we're going to like play the trailer on the episode and kind of have commentary through the trailer of stupid things we see and stuff like that.
Right.
And then we'll like later review the movie where we'll both watch it and then we'll review the movie.
Fortunately,
so we needed headphones so that we can have our microphones on and also hear the movie that was playing.
And if you're just joining and wrapping your heads around everything we just said, welcome to every one of our intros. They're really long and drawn out.
We're conversation.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, so, but fortunately for you, is I've already seen Killer Sofa, so...
No, I said it to you, and then you just went out and watched it before we had a plan.
Well, no, I had already watched it, like, in speed motion on my 100
That's
horror
right.
movies last year.
Were you
year?
Watching everything in 1.5?
1.8, mostly, and it was mind-numbing, dude, and I didn't remember a lot about it, but I actually sat and watched it at 1x normal playthrough today, and, This is stupid.
So
it's funny.
Before we get your review,
yep,
we must watch the trailer.
We do.
So without further ado, here is the trailer for Killer Sofa.
I have a delivery for Francesca Morton.
Hey, there's blood here.
Also, if you want to say something, I'll pause it so you can say something.
I'll just talk over the trailer.
Okay.
Here.
That recliner almost chopped my mate's finger off.
He keeps saying the recliner's possessed.
Speaking of, you did say this was from New Zealand.
It's, so I've got like a billion segues about that.
Why his voice is that way. He chopped my mate's fingers off.
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is the movie's called Killer Sofa, but they clearly say, and if you look at it, it's a recliner.
It's not a recliner.
It's not a sofa. Yeah. So I wonder if there's a translation there too.
And also, because you can't see it, this recliner has like... tufted buttons, but only two of them for eyes, like really big, too.
They're the beadiest, stupidest looking things you've ever seen.
Okay.
I really don't know what's gotten into him. You need to find out where that recliner is.
The production of like the music is fantastic, by the way. This sounds like a legit horror movie.
Yeah.
But when you watch it, it does not.
No, yeah, I'll get to that.
Tomorrow morning, we'll call every delivery company in the city if we have to.
That right there, that was the scene.
We're speaking out the window.
So there's a scene where you're looking, it's like the person looking up at the house, second story, and there's a window, and the couch is ominously looking down at you.
Big beady eyes.
Dana saw that, and that's where she cried.
Oh, so good. Because she was scared?
Yeah, because she's scared.
Whoever has that recliner is in great danger.
There's a killer out there.
The couch is waddling down the hallway.
Dude, it's hilarious. There's a couple of scenes like that.
Friend is in great danger. That recliner she bought is possessed.
It stands up on its pull-out like leg part.
Yeah, dude, that's one of the final scenes. No. It gets upright and it looks all Optimus Prime-y. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's here.
So it actually is, like, possessed. There was, like, this...
Yeah, the lightning and stuff.
Like soul coming into the house looking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Okay.
I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. The coils.
The springs. The springs coming up.
Yep. Yep.
Underestimate the seducing power of the beast.
The soul you were trying to save has already been doomed.
Okay. Okay, that's the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
Man, if you haven't seen the trailer, Killer Sofa, go watch it. It's so stupid and amazing.
It really is. But the thing is you're right. The sound production, and even in the film, the sound production is fantastic and feels like a horror movie.
People are going to listen to this without seeing that and be like, man, that sounds scary.
Yeah, nope,
or,
it's not.
That's really a thriller.
You're wrong.
Yeah, go watch it, and it'll change your mind.
You're so wrong. It's ridiculous.
I mean, It's a couch.
It's a recliner.
It's a recliner who kills people.
So I'll give you the gist of the film without ruining anything.
Yeah, because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
I'm going to see it.
So there's a husband and wife or two people that love each other that are into voodoo and kind of wackiness back in the day. And one of them is murdered, like burned to the stake, and the other one kills themselves. And their spirits become these, like, demons that can possess people or things. And they basically, anytime you touch one, you have a connection to it, and it tries to eat your soul to keep living.
And they chose a recliner.
That was the closest thing he had. And then as it goes on, basically it's these two demons trying to get back together. Uh-huh. It's a love story, but it's not.
So wait, there's two recliners?
There's not two recliners, but there's two entities.
Okay.
Kinda. Dude, it's ridiculous. So,
so was it good, though? Like, were you entertained?
Oh, I was entertained, for sure. It wasn't...
Because there's been some B-movies I've watched where I was just so bored.
No. If you like B-movies, like, if you're a fan of B-movies, it's solid. It really is. It's dumb, for sure. There's no... Like, in a Bruce Campbell movie...
I was just gonna... Is it like a Bruce Campbell B-movie?
No. In a Bruce Campbell movie, there's spots where you're supposed to laugh out loud. Like, they lead you into a joke, and they... tell jokes to be funny, and then there's like the obvious wackiness that's funny too. This isn't the telling jokes. It's like deadpan, super serious, but it's absolutely not serious at all. And springs come to life and murder people, and it's outrageous.
Dude, I gotta watch it. I gotta watch that, and then the next episode we'll do Velocipastor trailer.
Okay, so yeah. I want to watch a trailer, which you didn't know I was going to do this, but I had so many segues in my head based around this that, and I've talked about it before, and I don't think you've watched it. And this was years ago when Nerdversation was still a baby. And I may have referenced it since then as well. So I'm reading Lord of the Rings again.
Jeez.
Violent. It was like a guillotine just fell over there. I'm reading Lord of the Rings again,
uh-huh.
And I'm through the Mines of Moria and almost done with Fellowship. And it's great.
I know you were giving me all the how the distance that they had gone.
Yeah.
And just a quarter through the book, the first book, they've like mostly made their way there.
And
then the next 2.5 books is the rest of the trip.
Yeah, they slowed way down. But
Moria's hard to, Mordor's hard to get around.
You know? It is. You don't simply walk in.
Yeah.
You just don't.
He was correct.
Which is not in the book.
Of course it is.
Just saying. And Gandalf says, you cannot pass.
It's
a really long, like, he continues to taunt the Balrog and talk about whatever. But anyways, so, Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson, New Zealand horror movie, mm-hmm. which we just watched. Peter Jackson, in the years before he did the Lord of the Rings stuff, did a horror movie, one of his first movies.
And I feel like I heard of something about that.
You have, because I've talked about it, and I've told you to watch it, because you're a jerk, you haven't watched it.
Okay.
So it's called Dead Alive, and actually it's got several other names, but I think Dead Alive is what it's known as in the States.
Uh-huh.
I think Brain Dead was the one in New Zealand it was actually called. But so it's claymation in parts, it's stupid gory, like really gory, and it's hilarious. It's like if Evil Dead was shot... in New Zealand, and they took the wackiness level through the roof. It's like if you mix Flight of the Conch.
I feel like New Zealand movies seem to be wacky.
No, they absolutely are.
Like they try to make it not wacky, and then it is wacky.
So
maybe, I think it's their accent.
And then another tie-in here. This is where it got crazy, and I had to talk about it. Is there's a priest in the movie that so basically there's this like rat, which we'll watch the trailer. But there's like a rat that bites somebody, and it starts a zombie plague all around New Zealand. And this one guy's mom gets bitten, and he's like, oh, God. And he keeps her in the house and tries to, like, raise her and keep her normal. And the things the zombies do are completely outlandish and hilarious. Apart from eating people, they do really funny things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that turns into a zombie is a priest who, at one point, is a zombie and trying to hump the mom that's also a zombie. It's hilarious. It's so stupid. And it's really wacky. And we need to watch the trailer.
Dead Alive.
Yeah. We need to watch the trailer, like, right now. It's fine.
Well, we just did one trailer. We have to wait. We cannot do too many trailers in one movie. In one episode.
I almost want you to watch that movie before Velocipastor, because I've been waiting for several years for you to watch it. It's so good. Especially if... you know Peter Jackson, and you know Lord of the Rings, and how grand and serious and, like, amazing it is. And then you see his first work, and you're like, that was amazing.
Where's the movie at that I can watch it?
I'll have to look and find it. I own it, I think.
Okay,
if I can find it, I'll just give you the DVD.
Okay, so this episode, we did Killer Sofa.
Killer Sofa.
And then you did the review. That's not normally how it's going to, or should it be?
It could be.
Because I was thinking it would be like the trailer, one episode, the next episode is a review on that trailer.
I think we should do it that way because the listeners have an incentive to listen to the next episode. So we should
watch. You just gave away the secret.
We should watch Velocipaster this episode so that you can tell me well, a review was, on it next episode.
Well, I was just going to say that next episode, maybe we don't do Velocipaster, we do that one. So next episode, we'll do the trailer for that one. Then the episode after that, we would do the review for it. And then the episode after that, we would do Velocipaster trailer. And the episode after that...
Okay.
We're like six episodes later.
Yeah.
But now, dude, that's too professional for us. We're planned out.
You don't have...
Too professional.
Plans are for chumps.
We have headphones and a plan. What is going on?
It's not Nerdversation anymore.
It must be the end of the world.
Yeah. Clearly it is. It must be.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah. B-movies.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
I think that's a good idea.
Lord of the Rings.
We won't make the segments this long. This was like a plan episode. Making a plan for other episodes.
Yeah.
Plan.
We should try to keep it halfway short because we're at like 15 minutes. So if we can only go to one other topic somehow, we'll stay on
time.
I
have something else.
Oh, good.
I was jumping off. I was going to jump off.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Did you hear Bill and Ted?
Curse Flash.
Is coming to a streaming service.
Near everyone?
In September.
Yes.
Like first.
Dude, I'm so stoked.
So we won't have to wait.
I am
it's
so
only like a month away.
Stoked. So... Bill and Ted, speaking of B-movies, I mean, they're not B-movies.
Dude, they're not, but they feel like they should be.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes the world and the moons align.
They do.
And B-movies become A-movies accidentally.
Yeah.
And that was one of them.
Yeah, it was. And then the sequel they gave a bigger budget to and
didn't do near as well.
No, but I still loved it, especially as a kid. I liked it better as a kid, but I don't as much now. But.
I think it's funny that they're still using payphones since... Yeah. I hope that they bring something up about that, how it's like hard to find a payphone now.
Yeah.
And so like the traveling is much less available.
Or like when they travel, people now see it and are like completely perplexed by it. Or they're wanting to take selfies with it or something and they can't like secretly get away in it.
Because there's like, you know, England has phone booths everywhere. Do they still? Is that still like a pretty prevalent thing there?
I don't know. I've never been to England. Certainly not recently.
I've never been either. But it just seems like you see the red little boxes everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just glad that they're holding true to the original cast completely. I mean, the Grim Reaper, everybody.
So I can totally see Bill and Ted coming immediately to a streaming service, even though it was a big movie. But I can see that them being like, okay, we'll just stream it. But like the Matrix that he's doing,
yeah.
I can't see them putting that directly. I can see them being like, we'll wait friggin' 2 or 3 years if we have to. That's going into theaters.
Right. Well, it's already been forever since the last one. So.
Same with, the other one that's supposed to come out around the same time, the sequel, the Pandora? No.
I don't know, dude.
I think the planet's called Pandora.
Oh, Avatar.
Avatar, that's
it.
See? Avatar.
Context clues.
Yeah, Avatar 2.
Yeah, and...
I can't see that going to stream immediately.
No.
Since it was like the third biggest movie ever in the theater.
Yeah, and all the money that they've put in trying to make those special effects again and everything else.
That and the fact that it's been delayed 7 years, basically.
It's been delayed like 25 years. Before the first one came out, the sequels were delayed.
Is it James Cameron?
Yeah.
James?
Yeah.
That's a James Cameron... That's his M.O.
It's his trademark.
He's like, I've made 6 movies in my, 60 years. But every movie has taken so long to make that I do such a good job with it that they all go insane.
It's true.
Like, every movie he makes is the biggest movie and does the best.
That's true.
Like, every one of them. But they take so long in between.
Right.
He's the slowest director you've ever seen.
I wonder, though, is it that slow on shoot, or is it that slow on editing, or
this one has been in, like, production purgatory for pre-production purgatory forever.
Yeah. So what's he directing? How can he be directing something if they haven't even started shooting?
Well, is he one of those directors that's like, I'm literally going to be the whole crew. I'm going to be the director and the producer and the writer and the cameraman and the assistant and
the boom operator. Can you imagine?
Boom operator and the food go-getter and
can you
the
imagine?
Makeup artist. There's some dudes who do all that. It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Like, was it Guy Ritchie who used to do that?
Probably, but that, yeah, I mean, Guy Ritchie.
Not anymore. Not since he sold out, went to Disney.
Not since his movie started sucking.
Since he made Aladdin. That didn't even seem like a Guy Ritchie movie.
It really didn't. All.
If you would have said, if I didn't know, and then I watched that, and you said it was Guy Ritchie, I'd have been like, no. That's a lie.
Yeah.
That didn't seem Guy Ritchie at all.
Which makes me sad.
And I guarantee it's because Disney probably micromanages. They were like,
I'm sure.
You can't do your fast cuts. We're not going to allow it.
I wonder then, who is that? Like, Walt Disney's not around anymore, clearly. But is there one guy? Is it like a production house? Who is it that micromanages and makes all Disney, Disney?
I know, because there is a guy who owns it, obviously. Somebody who's in charge of Disney.
Right.
But I can't imagine he's got his fingers in everything.
No.
Unless he's hiring purposeful people who are that way. I don't know. Disney seems like a hard company to work for.
Yeah, they're not one I would want to work for, ever.
Too many rules.
Yeah.
No, like, you know, as long as the job gets done well, I don't really care situations.
Yeah. If you've ever listened to our podcast,
it's no Paramount.
Because they own Kings Island, and you like Kings Island.
They don't own Kings Island anymore.
I said they owned.
Oh, okay.
You were laughing. They owned Kings Island, and you liked it better than Disney.
And Disney World. I like it better than Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Dude, everyone likes Cedar Point more. And I get it. Cedar Point probably has more bigger roller coasters. But dude, Kings Island has a special place in my heart. And Kings Island definitely went way downhill second Paramount left.
Absolutely.
All the themes were gone. All that stuff. The names changed. Like, it just was not the same.
But
I still love it.
If you look at Kings Island in, I don't know, when Paramount pulled out of there, 1999, we'll say.
I bet you it was close, 2002, maybe?
It would have had to have been later than that, because I remember taking my kids there.
It was like right after Son of Beast got taken out.
That's probably like
06?
I was going to say that's probably like 06 or 07.
Yeah.
So you look at it that time frame.
I went the year after, and I remember going there and being like, they don't even have... Paramount took their flowers with them.
They took everything. Well, yeah, because they had Indiana Jones, they had Tomb Raider, they had SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents. I mean, they had a whole...
False. Let's go back. I don't think they had Indiana Jones. I think Adventure Express has always been Adventure Express. It just like kind of looked like Indiana Jones.
No,
I don't remember it ever being anything but that.
Well, it was called Adventure Express, but they had... They played the Indiana Jones music.
Oh, did they?
And then they would, for some reason, I think they played clips from the movie while you were waiting, like over the loudspeaker.
Okay. Maybe that's true. I don't remember that part. But I was always like, I don't remember it being Indiana Jones. It was always Adventure Express. But it was so awesome. The dudes at the end who, what'd they say? You shall pay or something like that?
I don't remember.
And then the dead skeleton with a spear through his body.
Yeah.
And then they had Top Gun. Let's settle the debate right now. Did Top Gun / Flight Deck now, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Did it have on the car that you sit in no floor and then they added a floor, or did it always have a floor?
I don't think it ever had a floor back in the day.
Because they added a floor when it was still Top Gun that had a floor.
Right.
Like it does now. But I remember, like, the first couple of times I went, there was no floor.
I didn't think there was.
I swear there was no floor. And some people are like, it always had a floor.
Dude, I don't think it did.
That's like a big topic of discussion.
Just like, what is it? It's in Snoopy World now or whatever. It's the biggest little kid coaster.
Yeah, it went from Nickelodeon to, like...
It's a garbage.
Schultz.
But it's the biggest small coaster that they have over there. It's the one, the free dangling feet one. There's no bar there. There's no floor there. And I think it was like that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Did you ever ride the King Cobra before it threw people off and killed them and then they shut it down?
No. Because that's what I thought every time. I would ride the Adventure Express and I'd see it beside me and I was like, dude, that's going to kill somebody. That's 100% going to kill somebody.
I've ridden it twice. I rode it twice. And then, yeah, and then someone died and then they took it out. And I was like, I probably shouldn't ride that again.
Yeah.
And then I rode the Son of Beast when it's the first year it came out. I rode the Son of Beast when it still had the loop.
Right.
But the loop was like, I don't know what was wrong with the loop. It was like not wide enough and it kept coming off the track or something. And it would kept getting stuck like all the time.
Yeah, people get hung upside down.
Yeah, for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So when we rode it, my friend and I rode it like the first year. We waited like 2 hours to ride it. And I remember there being on the loop like a little crunch feel. We never got stuck, but I swear there was like a crunch, like it slipped or something.
Thank you.
Yeah, it only lasted all of like 5 years before they took it out.
It's a terrible idea.
It was a great, I remember loving it. It was like the Beast, but almost better.
Yeah.
And then, then they had Italian Job, which is now just like
Stunt coaster. Dude, that is my favorite ride.
Is it?
It is my favorite. So
it throws you around ridiculously.
I don't like roller coasters is what I'll say, because I don't like roller coasters. However, that being said, coasters like that are all about speed and turns, and I don't care if I'm upside down. I don't like heights. So
you don't like that first hill, do you?
The hills is, it's boring, and it's...
My dad hates the hill because of the anticipation.
Yeah.
Which, I find that part relaxing.
No, I don't like heights, just period. So the longer I'm up,
I like roller coasters.
And going up, I don't like that. However, Italian Job, Stunt Coaster, whatever it's called now...
Dude, I hate that they changed all the names.
You're not high off the ground, but you're going 70 miles an hour the whole time. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Dude, the whole time.
Love it.
The dumb part, though, is there's three cars, so like nobody can go. It's like the line is always long.
Last couple times I went,
it was nobody goes anymore.
Right after a rainstorm. And so it was empty. I rode it back to back. Dude, it is rad.
When I was a kid, they used to let you, when there was, especially like towards the end of the night when people would leave, they would let you literally ride it and you didn't have to get off.
Yeah.
Or you could switch cars. Now they're like, you have to go around.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, there's nobody in line. Why do I have to get off?
Especially some of the bigger ones that have the longer lines that you have to walk like,
dude,
a quarter of a mile to get out and then back in.
I think we should take a moment of silence for the Vortex that was taken out last year.
I guess. I never rode it. Never wanted to.
Let's take a moment.
Too tall.
Let's take a moment.
It's long enough.
Yeah, so that was awesome. That was my second big boy roller coaster I've ever ridden. I had never ridden roller coasters, not even like baby ones.
You and your squeaky mic.
And we went there and I rode the Adventure Express.
So good.
I was really nervous and then I loved it.
It was
like 11 and I loved it. And then my mom took me on the Vortex because I was like, all right, let's do it.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was. But I never looked back. That was like the best thing ever. And I remember riding that thing so many times. I loved the Vortex. It was like, to me, that is like when you think of a roller coaster, the Vortex is it.
So
it makes me so sad.
And that's cool. I never rode it because it was outside and it was high-ish. But it kind of went down in the valley.
And dude, it was awesome.
And
it's smooth though.
I have no problem with the upside downs and the corkscrews. By referenced in my second favorite, right next to Stunt Coaster, roller coaster, Flight of Fear or Outer Limits.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I love that ride. This is
so
crazy.
That ride, two fun stories. Both my brother, he was afraid of upside down roller coasters forever and would not ride them. And my dad told him that he didn't think that one went upside down.
So
he sent him in.
Except for those 8 times.
Or more.
I think it's 4 corkscrews,
dude,
and 4
It goes upside down a lot. And my brother came out like, you lied, but it was awesome. And then he was fine after that. So then he would ride upside down. But and then the second one is, I was sitting next to him getting ready to go. And you know how it goes 0 to 60 in like a second.
Oh, dude, it just shoots, yeah.
And like, I don't know what he was doing, but he's like, oh, a quarter or something like that. And he leaned down to get it right as they're like, goodbye. And he goes, boom. And he smoked his head on the back so hard. Dude, that was funny.
That's awesome.
and then Face Off, or it's now.
That's not Delirium, is it?
No, Delirium's the one that it's on the pendulum.
Yeah.
Thing.
What is it?
Face Off is where it like goes up one way and then goes back the opposite way. The way it came, basically.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's
called.
I feel
like it has a name kind of like that, but I don't know
like
what it
it's
is.
Like Twinsicles. I don't know.
Twinsicles. That's it.
So Dana loves roller coasters, but in her, now that she's my age, now that we're not teenagers, she gets motion sickness instantly.
Yeah, that's not
and
a good
so
one.
So we went to Kings Island, and it was like one. The last, like, we're like, all right, we're going to, she's tried all the different pills and all the different things, and we're like, all right, we're going to try it, and we get there, and I don't remember how soon, it was probably our third, fourth roller coaster, we decided to do that one, and she whited it out. On that, she almost didn't make it and almost puked on everyone. Dang. She didn't do so hot after that. She had to take a good long break.
That sucks.
Yeah. That roller coaster's fun, though. Dude, I almost lost my shoe on that roller coaster.
Dude.
How do we get into roller coasters?
You know what's really fun? Doesn't matter. You know what's really fun at Kings Island that people don't ever talk about? The log ride, because people talk about the log ride, and it's fun. And not just Whitewater Canyon, which is probably one of the best family rides on the planet.
Never ridden it.
Okay, well, you're awful.
Because I never wanted to get wet. Because I refuse to acknowledge that there is a water park even at that place.
Dude, their water park's awesome.
But I refuse because all I want to do is coasters.
Well, this is in the coaster section, though. You don't even have to go to the water park to ride it.
I know, but I don't want to get wet. That's the thing.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
And the follow-up is the boat ride. The huge boat ride back in the back corner.
Isn't it on like a big tube thing, like a big giant family?
No,
tube?
No. It's a boat that fits like 35 people, and it goes mega high. And
man, I don't feel like there's a bridge. Know about that.
Yeah, it's back. Oh, past. But you know how the adult bungee is kind of in the back corner of the park, like on the far left.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of in that area. But
how do I not know about this?
I don't know, dude. How do you not know?
Maybe
about
I do, and I'm just thinking about something else.
Just fun family rides where even if you're a kid or have a kid with you that doesn't like rides, they'll probably dig those. Mm-hmm. They're a blast.
So I'll ride every ride 100 times, and I love them, and I can't get enough of them. But there's one ride I refuse to ride anymore. I've done it like 4 times, and I just never enjoyed it, and I always just get really anxious, and I hate it. I just refuse.
What's that?
That is... I just lost the name of it. the drop zone.
No, never.
I refuse to do drop zone anymore. And there's a reason why. One, it does go so high, but it goes like straight up high, and I don't like that because then I don't know what it is, but it once you get like 3/4, it slows and then like kind of ticks up really, really slowly, which makes you be like, come on, let's just get to the top already.
Right.
And then once you get to the top, then it like stops. No warning on when it's going to drop you. And so you're like trying to hold your breath because you don't know when. Because if you don't have breath, that's going to suck on the way down. And then all of a sudden it just boom. And oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. Dude, I just get so anxious. And
nope.
I can't.
Nope.
I can't do drop zone. I've done it like 4 times. And every time I hate it.
I will.
I will watch on that ride. I'm a wuss. And I don't mind the heights on any other roller coaster. I will not do drop zone anymore.
I will never ride one of those. Tower of Power,
it's
whatever you want to call it. Never.
Terrible.
Never.
I hate it. And now they have that. I think it's even taller than drop zone. That stupid Ferris wheel swing.
Oh, gosh.
The swing.
It's so high.
It's so high. I won't ride that either.
Well, and then you got those people swinging around. It's going to topple.
It looks like, yeah, either topple or a chain is just going to snap and you're going to go flying.
Yeah, you should have to wear a parachute to
ride
that.
Dude, for real.
It's so high.
I think that's
high.
Taller than the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, absolutely.
That thing is the tallest thing in the whole park.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember when they built that thing. It was like never a big deal. Dude, no. Nope.
No.
Ain't ever doing that.
Never.
I feel like there's one more thing I wanted to say about it before I was done. Oh, I've never been to Orlando Studios or Universal Studios, whatever it is.
Right.
And I've always wanted to go, and I think I'm going to absolutely love it by one reason, for one reason. Because one of my favorite things that I thought was very underrated and underappreciated and is no longer there because of it was Tomb Raider / The Crypt.
Right,
which is very Universal-esque in how it's like got a pre-production before you ever get on the ride.
Right.
And I always loved that. I didn't mind waiting in line too terribly much just because I loved everything going up to it. And then when you get on it, it's like a freaking show.
Yeah.
Dude, I loved it. I loved that ride.
And you're doing mega crazy flips.
It wasn't even like that ridiculous, but it was so cool. I just loved the production of it. So I was like, dude, I'm going to love Universal.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Yeah. I don't want to go to Disney, but I want to go to Universal. Like, screw Disney.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here.
I don't either, dude. We need to end this.
We just, half the episode somehow ended up on roller coasters.
I don't know. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. So you can find us lots of places. I was on Apple Podcasts the other day, and it's not super up to date, but everything else is.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can find
everything that is recent is on Apple Podcasts.
Could be. I didn't see it the other day. The newest thing was several episodes old, but it doesn't matter. Could have just been my phone. Could have been a host of things. However, you can find us there. You can find us on Facebook, on thenerdversation.blogspot.com.
Every episode.
It does.
So if you want to go back,
you can Google us, Spotify, iHeartRadio.
Yeah, dude. Just Google.
I don't know.
Us. You'll find it. But then also get on our Facebook page so that you can interact with us and see all my funny content that I post.
Yeah. It's all Stevie.
Funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah. I posted something funny today. What was it? Let me look.
Hey, we're also on rock985.com.
That's true. We're there as well. Today I posted... Oh, it's not going to load now. It's taking forever.
Lame.
Oh, yeah. How to play Metal Gear games.
Totally.
The first picture is playing the game. The second picture is the controller's down and you got a bucket of popcorn.
Yeah, yeah, it is all cutscenes.
That's the kind of content we post.
Yeah.
So if you like that content.
Which you should.
Go like our Facebook page and then do stuff with that. And then I post the episodes on there too.
Yeah.
So yeah, next episode. Be prepared for...
B movie stuff.
No, what's the one you wanted?
Bargain Bin?
No. What's the movie?
Dead Alive.
Dead Alive.
Yeah.
Be ready for a Dead Alive trailer. And then the next episode, the review. Also, maybe that's what we do. We do a review and then we do the trailer for the next one in the same episode.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
And maybe we won't do it all the time, but just when we feel like it's time to do one.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay. Anyway. Sayonara.
We're Nerdversation.